Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Marcia Egan is here. She's a good member of our Brain Trust. She is a certified professional coach. She's also one of the top authorities in the world on email productivity. Her company is called Egan Email Solutions. Her book is called Inbox Detox, and she's our good friend, Marcia Egan. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. Marcia, the interesting thing is, Marcia, is that with all the new ways of connecting to folks, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later on in our visit today, it doesn't seem like they've taken any of the stress and strain off of this old way. It sounds funny, doesn't it, to call email the old way of connecting with people? But email is one of the big elements inside on the internet, World Wide Web, instant messaging, email. Those are the biggies. And but after all this time, we've added all these new ways of connecting with people, and still we're going crazy trying to keep up with our email.
Well, that's exactly right, and I know you say that email is, quote, the old way of doing things, but it is probably going to stay one of the main ways that businesses communicate. Mm-hmm. We have IMing, we have texting, we have all the social media and that kind of thing, but most businesses will continue to use email. So that it's kind of number one. And the average worker today in an information environment is probably spending anywhere from a quarter to a third of his or her day on email. And you know what? That's not, it sounds horrible, but we used to be on the phone, or we used to be writing letters, or mm-hmm. we used to be talking to people. So it's still commerce. It's just taken a new form.
Well, I agree. I don't know. Maybe I don't have as much email as some people do, but I don't begrudge the time I spend on email, because it's so, as you said, it's so efficient, it's so effective, and it gets the answers back quickly. It allows you to move on. If I need a piece of information, I email somebody, they give it to me, and they do it. It doesn't take too much out of their day. And I get it back quickly, and it's a lot more efficient than picking up the phone, even though I still like to talk on the phone to folks, Marcia. Every once in a while, I'll lay the email down and pick up the phone just to hear the other person's voice. But
I'll tell you what, I am really, really glad you said that, because a lot of people they kind of crab about email, and I can't get out from under it. But It could be one of the best communication inventions of the 20th century.
No question.
If used properly. And it's when it goes over the line. I like to tell people, email is for facts, not feelings. I mean, it's instantaneous. You can send an email to China in a millisecond, mm-hmm. and get an answer back on something that's very important. But information, it's information exchange, and it's very valuable. And used properly, it is one of the most efficient tools I think I've ever seen.
Well, one of the great parts of email for me is to be able to attach documents.
Well,
now that's,
sure.
Now that's, to me, that is the, if you had to say, okay, if what would you give up? I would say, well, find something besides that, because I don't want to give up the ability to attach documents. You know, because I mean, it's a great workhorse for that sort of thing. But what do we do? How do we? Have you got any ideas on how we can be more efficient with email?
One of the most important things about email efficiency is to decide that you're in control of it, and it's not in control of you. it's kind of funny because most people, when they have their email up and running, whenever, if you send me an email and it comes into my server, it shows up on my screen the minute it decides to show up. And if I'm working on something else, I will probably look up and see what newfound treasure has just graced my inbox, and I have now been interrupted.
Right.
And it sounds like that's a minor thing, but every interruption, according to the expert, takes an average of 4 minutes to recover from.
Yeah, I believe
that. So if you are interrupted, Jim, only 15 times a day, that's an hour of recovery time. It's not even handling the interruption.
Right.
So what we the best thing we can do is to stop ourselves from being interrupted by it. In other words, if you're working on something, shut it down. I close mine up
on a regular basis and just go back there, you know, maybe once every half hour, depending on whether I think if I'm expecting something and I don't leave it up all the time.
Well, and does that work for you?
Absolutely, no question about it. And I get busy and I work, and then all of a sudden I'll say, okay, maybe I should check and see what's going on, and then instead of being interrupted. That you talked about that 4 minute interruption, you and I both know you can take care of 20 emails and still only have that 4 minute interruption, as opposed to having, you know, checking it every time an email comes in and being interrupted.
Well, that's exactly right. And 85% of the world is on Outlook, and you can actually set the default to not interrupt you when it comes in. You can set it to deliver it every 30 minutes or every.
By the way, I have my speakers on mute when I don't allow beepers. I don't allow the little sounds for email, for text, IM. I don't want those sounds because
you are like the model emailer here, Jim.
Well, I just
hope all of your listeners do.
What good does it do to close up the window if you leave the sound on?
Exactly. You want to turn off all the dings and all the flashes and not be tempted to go in there. Work on other stuff. The email's not your life. The dings and the flashes are not your life. And if you're in a business and you're trying to get stuff done, you need to be productive otherwise. It's not just what's in your email.
Right. Let me tell you what else I do. As a president of my company, I have an assistant who also gets my email. And if something's urgent, she lets me know.
Yeah.
And I don't have to worry about it. What's your website quickly, Marcia?
InboxDetox.com.
Check it out, folks. That's the title of the book, too. Quick break. Stay with me. 20 after. Right back with Marcia Egan.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.